back to throw. Under some pressure, steps up deep over the middle. Wide open burst. Touchdown, Giants. On the post. Play fake. Manning the throw. Looks for Toomer in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Bulger back to throw. Has time now. Spins out of danger. He's going to get sacked for the fifth time today.
Few highlights from the Rams as they met the Giants on the gridiron. Little difficulty for the Rams. 0-2 right now. We're going to be talking with Roger Worley here for the first few minutes of Issues Etc. live this Thursday, September the 18th. He's the Hall of Fame safety for the St. Louis Cardinals. The St. Louis Rams will be the subject for a few minutes, and then a little bit later in the program, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt will be our guest. Part two of our series on the solas of the Reformation. We've covered Christ alone. Of course, we never really leave that one behind. We're going to go on to talk about grace alone, what grace is and what does it mean to be saved by grace alone through faith. Faith will be the subject of the next segment with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt a little bit later. You can join us for the next hour of the program, 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-MYIE. You can also email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Roger Worley is a good friend of Issues Etc., along with his wife, Gail. He's Hall of Fame safety for the St. Louis Cardinals. Roger, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd. It's great to be back. I have to correct you. Cornerback, not safety.
Cornerback. We were both saying safety before. Jeff should know this. He's Mr. Sports over there. Cornerback. Thank you very much. I'll correct my show sheet. What's wrong with our good old St. Louis Rams?
Boy, I'll tell you, Jeff. They're just Todd. They're just not very good right now. we expected a little too much of them out of the box this year, thinking that. Maybe last year was a fluke, and if they were a little healthier, they would be better. But they just aren't a very good team right now. And on top of that, they've had some injuries. Their receiver core is banged up, so it's a little down. And their offensive line just isn't playing very well. So Bulger has really not much of a chance to do what I know he can do. He's done in the past. But when you've got those defensive linemen coming down on you every other play, it's tough to complete passes, and he's having trouble doing that.
How much is the coach situation playing into all of this, do you think, Roger?
Well, we had some bad years in St. Louis when I was playing, and the players just have to look beyond that. You just have to go out and play your game and do the best that you can every day and give 100% on the field. And if there's a coaching controversy, there is somewhat of a controversy here. And if you've looked at the papers and anything else, whether they're going to be keeping Linehan. But as a player, you can't really let that influence how you play the game each week. Obviously, it does come into play during the week and when you're thinking about it. But hopefully they'll be able to put a little of this behind them. They play Seattle this week, which also has, I think, some injury problems. And hopefully they'll be able to do a little better and get a win under their belt. If not, things are going to keep going downhill, I think.
Have you ever played for a team where the coach was fired during the season? And if so, what kind of impact did that have on the team?
Yes, Bud Wilkinson was fired mid-season or before the end of the season, and Larry Wilson, who was still with the team in the administration end of it, took over as the coach for the remainder of that year. And it's certainly upheaval when that happens. You can't expect good things to happen because it throws everything off. Obviously, the players. Feel the pressure if the coach is under fire and feel that their own jobs are under fire too, and it just everybody's playing with somewhat of lack of self-confidence in themselves.
So it's a distraction, in other words.
Definitely. So okay. Hopefully that won't happen. I hate to see a coach be fired in the middle of the season, because basically what you're doing in that situation is just saying to yourself, this season's lost, and this just start over. And you just hate, especially this early in the season, for something like that to happen.
Let's talk about their defense. There were changes made, and yet the defense doesn't seem much stronger than it was with previous disappointments.
Yeah, they were. They looked real bad in the first game, and then against New York, who are the Super Bowl champions, the first half and all the way into the third quarter, they looked pretty darn good. They had some stops. They were making plays, and then the Rams scored and on that great Holt catch in the end zone. And got within 7 points, and then New York just marched down the field after that and scored. And after that, it was just the gates were open. You know, I don't know what happened, what the change was. I think guys on the team start trying to do everything themselves when things start to go bad. You know, the cornerbacks and the safeties and the linebackers are trying to make up for the guy next to him, and when they do that, they're not taking care of their job. And defense, especially, is you have to rely on the team aspect, and you have to count on the guy next to you going to do his job so you can do your job. And certainly, if things start falling apart, guys start trying to overcompensate, and you know, it's just that seems to be what's happened to this team right now.
The Rams were known in the past for, at times, kind of a legendary offense. They hired an offensive coordinator, Al Saunders. How long does it take to get familiar with a new coordinator as a member of that team?
Well, it certainly takes, I would say, a good year, you know. But right now, they're just struggling. You know, as I say, they've had some injuries, but I think right now the Rams are just in kind of a situation where they need to upgrade their personnel, and they just need to play together a lot better.
Is there a point at which in the season, even early in the season, where a team it still feels like it has to come together, where it has to gel before things start to happen in a positive way?
Well, that's true. You know, we have gone. I mean, I have been on teams that on both sides of the fence where we've had an early part of the season where we're like 6-2 going into the mid part of the late part of the season, and then the season kind of fell apart and we didn't win very many games towards the end. And then I've been on teams that go the opposite way, where you start out real slow and then build momentum and have a good second half of the season. And to tell you the truth, Todd, I can't really tell you or put my finger on what made the difference. Things just kind of fell together, and the team as a group started playing together on the one hand, and on the other hand, things just kind of fell apart. So, you know, as a player, sometimes you're out there, you're giving 100%, and you're doing your best, but the wins aren't coming. And you know, as I say, if you had a formula, or if a coach could put his finger right on it and make it happen, he would, obviously. But sometimes it just doesn't happen that way.
The factor we haven't talked about is the competition. What does the Rams' basic competition look like at this point?
Well, obviously, you know, they've played the Super Bowl champions. As I say, this week was Seattle. Seattle has some injury problems, so, you know, that would be a game, if you look at a game here early in the season, a must-win game, certainly, that could raise their spirits a lot, and it could, you know, change their attitude, I think. So, but another loss against a team that's also having injury problems certainly wouldn't be good. So you have to look at that. Hopefully they can turn it around, but if I was a betting person, I don't know that I would bet real strong on them this year.
Let's talk about something more positive. Your alma mater, Mizzou, and the Tigers. How good are they?
They're doing well, certainly. Obviously, they've got a lot of talent on the team. Daniel is in his senior year, so he's, you know, got a lot of experience under his belt and just a great leader on that team. And the team obviously likes him and follows him. And then they've got the running backs, they've got the offensive line, and they've got the receiving core to just put the points on the board. I don't think there's anybody that can stop them scoring points. The question is, their defense needs to gel a little bit more and stop some of the high scoring offenses when they get up against an Oklahoma or a Texas and some of those teams later in the season. But it's fun to watch. They're a great offensive team and a great showcase for the Big 12 conference and for Missouri, because everybody likes to watch that offense run.
Is a national championship realistic for Mizzou?
Oh, I think it definitely is. Yeah, I think they're as good as any team out there. If they can stay injury free, I mean, that's always a something that you have to do if you're going to play in the Big 12 conference championship and then a BCS bowl. And if they can do that, and I think they've got the personnel to be up there and compete with the big boys.
Roger Worley is a good friend of Issues Etc., Hall of Fame cornerback for the St. Louis Cardinals. And thank you so much for being our guest this afternoon. Give our best to your wife, Gail.
I sure will, Todd. Thank you.
When we come back from this break, we're going to continue our series with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on the great alones, the solas of the Reformation. Grace alone is next. Defining that term, grace, it's not so easy when it comes to how Christians are thinking about it today, but Scripture has a very plain and simple definition. We'll get to that right after this with Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. Stay tuned.
The sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.
Have you been hungering for a richer life of prayer and meditation on God's Word? Well, Concordia Publishing House is pleased to bring you Treasury of Daily Prayer. It's coming in October. To experience Treasury of Daily Prayer, click the book cover on our homepage, issuesetc.org, or you can order an advance copy of Treasury of Daily Prayer by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, Treasury of Daily Prayer.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran Church, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois. Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Sponsors. The Issues Etc. 300.